it's Elliot, and welcome back to the Elliot Stickle Podcast. Today, we're talking about why you shouldn't really stay with Google, and maybe try using other alternatives to Google's products. Okay, let's hop into it. So, I briefly covered this on the last episode on privacy online. I talked about how Google tracks you over the internet. And I also talked about a few alternatives to Google, but I wanted to go more in depth in that today. So, let's start with talking about why you shouldn't really use Google. So, this is really simple because Google just tracks you. Why is this so important? I don't have anything to hide, so why is it so important that it doesn't track you? Let me ask you a question. Do you want to have a glass house where everyone can take pictures of you and look at you all the time, no matter what? Anytime, anywhere. Yes, you might be like, oh, I don't have anything to hide, but you still want your privacy. Now think about that online too. How does that go online? It should be fairly similar. You don't want everything you do being seen online. You want privacy. Even if you don't have anything to hide, you still want privacy. Think about in the real world. Your house, for example, if I still haven't convinced you. Now, Google, the reason I'm saying Google and I'm not saying, like, I don't know, Microsoft, is because you have to think about this. Are you the customer or the product? Lots of companies, you're the customer, and you know it because they rely on selling things to you. For example, Microsoft relies on selling maybe Office subscriptions to you and Windows licenses. And same with Apple. But Google and Facebook, but we're focusing on Google today, since Facebook has already gone through a lot. You're the product because ad companies pay for them to advertise to you, and they make sure that they make great products so you will use them and they can track you and sell advertisements to you. So that's why you shouldn't really trust Google. So you have to think about, am I the consumer or the product? Am I the customer or the product? The thing is, this is the main way Google makes money. So it's not just like a side hustle. It's like the main way Google makes money. So I hope you know now why you shouldn't use Google. But now we're going to go on and talk about alternatives. Some of these might have been from the previous episode, but we're going to go more in depth. Coming up next, after this short break. Alright, I just want to take a quick moment of your time to tell you about the Elliot Stucco website. You can skip this, you're free to. I'll keep it short, I promise. The Elliot Stucco website, you can get free online tech help by going to theelliotwebsite.com. There you can get free online tech help using our live chat feature. You can just get free online tech help. How great is that? You can also go to our blog at theelliotwebsite.com/blog or by going to theelliotwebsite.com and clicking on blog. And this gives more tips like what we do on this podcast, but in written form. So make sure to go check that out. Okay, I'm done. I promised. I keep it short. Okay, and we're back. Now we're talking about some Google alternatives to some of their services. Okay, let's just hop right into it. I don't want to say much more. Let's just go. Start with Google Chrome. Google Chrome can simply be replaced by Firefox. Firefox is really great, a really great web browser. It also has all the same things as Google Chrome, but they also kind of have a sense for privacy. It's made by Mozilla, which is like really good company. And Firefox is amazing. You might remember an old version of Firefox and it wasn't too good. But there's a new version called Firefox Quantum, which is very good, and that's the new Firefox. It looks amazing and I absolutely love it. And whenever I hop onto a Windows computer, I try to use it. Okay, next thing up we have Gmail. Now, Gmail, if you didn't know already, sends emails through Google. Now, for all of you that are still using Hotmail and Yahoo Mail, I recommend switching to something newer, like what I'm about to say. Proton Mail. Proton Mail is a free email service that will allow you to have like encrypted email, and they really are all about privacy. They're really awesome. I have a Proton Mail account, and I really enjoy it. And I think you should sign up for an account, even if you don't think you're going to use it that often. Just in case you ever want to switch, you have a backup, right? It has a lot of features, but you can get even more space and more features if you pay for the plan. Otherwise, the free version is okay. It's like nowhere near Gmail, but for your privacy, it's the best thing ever since it's free and it's like cares about your privacy a ton. Okay, now let's go on to a really big one. It's hard to replace. Google Docs. Now, Google Docs, like I said, is really hard to replace, but I think I found a pretty good alternative for Google Sheets, Google Docs, and Google Slides. These are Zoho Docs. It's actually Zoho Writer. One sec. Let me check the names. I'll be right back. Let me just open up my web browser. Zoho.com. I should go to docs.zoho.com. Bear with me. Zoho.com. Okay. I'm getting there. Don't worry. I think I need a login. Sorry. Okay. So they are called Zoho Writer. Zoho. Oh, come on. I'm so bad at this. Zoho. I'll be right back. Okay, I got it. It's Zoho Sheet and Zoho Show. That's what it's called. Okay, now these are really good alternatives to Google Docs, Google Sheets, and Google Slides. I find them the best alternative that also isn't made by a big tech company like Word Online is. It's decent, and I think it's pretty good, and I've been using it for a little bit. I think it's a solid alternative. But if you want something with a bit more features, you can use Microsoft Word Online and Microsoft Office Online, and all of those. You go to Office Online. You can just search that up on DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo it. Because we don't use Google at Elliot's Tech Help. We use DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy. Dang it, this just turned into an ad for DuckDuckGo and we weren't even talking about it. That just shows how good DuckDuckGo is. But yeah, like I said, I was talking about like Microsoft Office Online. Yes, they're still a big tech company, but you're the customer. I just need to say one more thing. Just like how I said in the last episode about privacy, you can use multiple services and split it up. Like use one Google service, one Microsoft service, one maybe Zoho service or whatever, and split it up. So if you don't want to use Zoho Docs, you can just use the Office Online. I think that's pretty decent. Have I covered all the alternatives? I think I covered the ones that most people don't cover. If you ever can't find any other Google alternatives, just search it up. It should be something that pops up, and no one really gave alternatives to those. But also, we should talk about YouTube. YouTube, you can't really, it's just too great. you can't really get away from YouTube. Just saying, just unless you're a business, you can use Vimeo. Otherwise, just use YouTube as your only Google service. Yeah, I guess that wraps up this podcast. Now let's go to the outro. All of this podcast was created by Elliot's Tech Hope, and more specifically, Elliot Hopkins, the CEO and founder of Elliot's Tech Hope. Also, we recorded this on something called Synth, SYNTH. That's gosynth.com to record also awesome podcasts using the same thing that we do, and it's free, and that's also where we got all of our music and transitions from. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye.